Well, it is 5 p.m., which means it's time for American at Radio on 90.3 WHPC and WHPC HD. I'm Tom Ryan, and with me, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan, here every Wednesday from 5 until 6 p.m., and on Fridays as well, doing the more or less the same thing. On Fridays, we call it How Music Changed, but that's another thing altogether. What we've been doing on Wednesdays is picking albums. We've got a list of two lists of 500 for a total of 1,000 albums that we're trying to cover. Trying to play what I consider to be the 1,000 best albums that were ever made, frankly. Now, that's a very subjective thing, to say the least. And so it's my list. I'm sticking to it. I broke the list of 1,000 albums into two halves just to try to basically give it a sense of balance. 500 of them are albums that made the top 40, popular albums, in other words. The other 500 are albums that didn't make the top 40, albums that weren't particularly popular, but that I learned to love and that I wanted to share. My favorite part of this is to play those albums. And in fact, when we began the series, that was what I was doing exclusively. It wasn't until we got into it a little bit that I thought that maybe I really ought to play some popular records every now and then, keep the audience interested. Because if I'm only playing unpopular or albums that you don't know, I'd have to be really good at picking them if I'm going to hold an audience. So we figured that by doing this, it's more of a broad reach. And it's easier for me to hold an audience when I come upon albums that you don't know that I want to turn you on to, because that's exactly what's going to happen today. Because today is from the alternative list. It's in a chronological order. It's album number 210 out of the 500. It was released in November of 1975. And in America, it did not chart at all. I don't think it charted anywhere, to be honest. It's the third album by the British husband and wife duo team, Richard and Linda Thompson. And this is the third time that I am playing an album by Richard and Linda Thompson, which is to say that I am quite obviously a huge fan of them. I think that their first three albums are works of genius. There will be a gap from this point going forward for a while until the late 70s. But they will return again. I promise you that. But the album is entitled Pour Down Like Silver. And it is rife with all sorts of problems at their end, with where they were personally and what was going on in their lives, which really meant that the album almost never happened. I mean, Pour Down Like Silver is an album that almost never was. Not that the general public gave a damn one way or the other. I mean, the Thompsons' albums were incredibly poor sellers as it was. So it's a wonder that their record label didn't drop them outright, even at this point in time. In the mid-70s, though, the record business operated on a different set of principles, really, than it does now, such that faith and talent were enough to retain a loss leader. And Chris Blackwell of Island Records was enough of an iconoclast to let the Thompsons continue their career despite abysmal sales figures. If that weren't enough, Thompson himself was on the verge of quitting around this time. He and his wife, Linda, had recently adopted Sufism, a religion, and joined a commune where all of the followers obeyed the teachings of their mullah, who happened to tell Richard that he could not play guitar and worship God simultaneously. So, yikes. Now, Richard is, at this point in time, was one of the most talented guitar players in England, if maybe the most talented guitar player. So Richard tells his manager that he had no choice but to quit his career, until a compromise was eventually arranged where Richard was told that he could continue to play so long as his music was directed to God. Then, as a matter of faith, Richard set about writing the songs that make up this album, Pour Down Like Silver. Now, I hear you moaning, like, oh, no, I'm going to hear an album of religious songs. And, you know, you're right to think that way. Now, but not to sound disdainful or disrespectful, but anytime an artist sets out to make music based solely on newfound faith, the results are, I admit, usually disastrous. So it is something of a miracle that Pour Down Like Silver is an understated masterpiece. Each song may have been inspired by faith, but they play perfectly as secular music, particularly in regard to a relationship coming apart at the seams. For Shame of Doing Wrong may superficially address repentance, but the song's undertow conveys deep sadness due to romantic betrayal, made even more potent as Linda sings her husband's words, quote, please don't make me pay for my deceiving heart. Just turn up your lamp and let me in. I wish I was a fool for you again. Beat the Retreat is equally astounding in its emotional portent as Thompson sings about returning to a lover that he selfishly abandoned. With his tail between his legs, he sings, this world is filled with sadness. I'm coming back home to you. Even when professing faith, Thompson cannot resist cynicism and malevolence. Streets of Paradise may refer to a heavenly resting place, but it's a destination that could be achieved through an entire variety of devious measures, including the will to, quote, trade my little sister and my brother who went before to be walking down that street of paradise. Yikes. Now, where the couple's previous album, which I said we did play in this series, it's called Hokey Pokey, that had playful moments, a lot of playful moments, Pour Down Like Silver is much more somber and sober. Dimming of the Day, including an instrumental called Dargai, and Night Comes In are thoroughly humorless, but incredibly potent guitar pieces, one electric, the other acoustic, both meant to convey faith, but professing need as the basis for faith. If these are songs of religion, they are some of the most convoluted expressions of faith I'd ever heard, expressed through earthly desires, fears, and a strong sense of moral dissolution. For all these reasons, Pour Down Like Silver contains some of the most profoundly interesting songs of Richard Thompson's career. Here's that song. It opens up with what is probably the most upbeat song of the album. It's that song about maybe getting to meet God called Streets of Paradise.
My wealth and trust. and the sash my father wore. I'd trade my little sister and my brother who went before to be walking down the streets of a paradise. Walking down the streets of paradise.
Some sense a religious song, but I don't think you're going to be hearing that song sung in too many like places of worship. It's, you know, I mean, I honestly think that in a sense, Richard almost was maybe subconsciously trying to fool his mullah into believing that he was writing songs about faith, because they might be about faith, but it's mostly about the problem that people have with faith and the problems about being too true to something or believing in something just absentmindedly without really giving it enough thought. It's incredibly intelligent words and with a incredibly strong guitar playing. And it's one of those songs that it gets under your skin. Speaking of which, the next song that I'm going to play, I think, is one of the saddest songs I've ever heard in my entire life. And I love sad songs. So this is, honestly, I would say that this is one of my favorite songs ever. I just don't think I ever heard anybody wrote a sadder song than this. And what makes it incredible is that Richard is the songwriter. He's writing all of the words, but then he'll give the song to his wife, Linda, to sing it. And at this point in time, you know, they have their own, like all marriages, there are difficulties. And having her sing his words back to him adds this really strong sense of like some sort of pathos about it, that it's almost impossible to even believe it's so intense. You take it for yourself, because there's an awful lot of that on this album. This is called For Shame of Doing Wrong.
Saw you, love alone.
Richard is the king of writing really effective, sad songs, or sometimes with like a nasty bent to them, which can sometimes they can be funny, sad. On this album, though, there's like the humor's not there on this album. Everything seems to be like dead serious. And like I said, and it was probably the worst selling album of their career, which is saying something because they really weren't selling much at all. They were recognized much later. I mean, I didn't know of these albums until the late 80s. So I came to them maybe the mid 80s, around, you know, 10 years after this album was out, I think is when I started to discover it. And that was because I knew that he was writing great, like, you know, breakup songs. And I was going through my first divorce. And I'm like, wow, this is fantastic music if you're going through a divorce. It, you know, you can really relate to it. In this particular album, though, I think it would win an award for the top 10 worst album covers. The cover is a picture of Richard, and he's wearing, I don't know, what do you, when you have your head done up in a turban, I guess, a close-up of his face. And the back cover is a picture of Linda the exact same way, just a really close, you know, no makeup, of course. And they're just, you know, basically looking like a Sufi couple. And that's not going to be the most appealing thing in the pop world. And here they are being pop artists and looking like anything but. So it had to hurt sales because you look at it and say, there's nothing here for me. Unless you are part of that faith, I would imagine, not realizing that if you played it, it's an album that is actually quite accessible, as you can tell with what you're hearing. The next song is another song, Beautiful, as sung by Linda. And then, of course, it's another sad one. It's called The Poor Boy Is Taken Away.
Tinkering train. day. You never will find yesterday. And the poor boy is taken away.
All right, we're close enough to the half hour time for me to mention that you're listening to American Radio on 90.3 WHPC, WHPCHD in Garden City, New York. And we are in the midst of playing the album Poured Down Like Silver, an album that gives me the chills. I mean, this is one of those albums that once I fell in love with it, I love sharing this album. And I was looking forward to playing this on the radio, so I hope you're into it. And by the time it's done, by the time I'm through playing it for you, that you might want to like say, I got to get a copy of that. For an album about faith, it features like more electric guitar than really anything else that Richard had done since leaving Fairport Convention in his entire career, which is really unusual since his Sufi told him that he couldn't play guitar and worship God simultaneously. And yet here he is playing more electric guitar than he had since Fairport. Richard says that he goes that the record itself is a stark record, but this is a quote. It was a stark record, but I think it was by accident in a sense. We were intending to have Simon Nicol come in and play rhythm guitar, but he wasn't available. So everything ended up sounding very stark, and I was always going to overdub rhythm guitar and stuff, but we thought we'll just leave it. What the hell? Well, whatever. Richard did do a good amount of overdubs. He plays so many different instruments, from guitar, mandolin, banjo, Appalachian dulcimer, hammered dulcimer, harmonium, electric piano. Yeah, there's a lot that's all him. And this song is the electric guitar, I guess, showpiece. It's called Night Comes In.
Wine of lovers.
amazing. It's a song about that Richard wrote about discovering his faith that ends with a 3.5 minute guitar solo when a Sufi told him that he couldn't both profess faith and play guitar. There's so many contradictions that it's mind-boggling. But we flip the record to side two, and it actually gets a little bit playful for a bit. In fact, side two is, it pulls you in two different directions, because there's two songs that are a bit light, and then two that are some of the heaviest stuff that he's ever written. It starts off with one of the lighter tunes. It's called Jet Plane in a Rocking Chair. Slightly lightening the mood there a bit, but we change hard now for another one of the saddest songs that I've ever heard in my life, written by Richard. Winda has an interesting quote about the album. She says that Pour Down Like Silver, the album, of course, was when Sheikh Abdul Qadir said we could make music as long as it was to God. Dimming of the day, beat the retreat, night comes in, they're all about God. And considering that they're all about God, some of them aren't bad. So she even knows, she knows what it's about. Yeah, I mean, nobody really wants to hear people sing about God very much. You've got to figure out a way to wrap yourself around it. And I don't really hear this song as being, I hear this song as being coming back to a relationship that you totally, totally screwed up and begging your way back. It's an amazing song emotionally. It's called Beat the Retreat.
Retreat, back home to you. I'm burning all my bridges. I'm burning all my bridges. I'm coming back home. Trailing my colors back home to you. Trailing my colors back home. This world is vicious. This world is vicious. I'm running back home.
Beautiful. I don't know, a song about basically like leaving somebody that you love, realizing you made an unbelievably big mistake, and then you got to go back with your tail between your legs, basically begging to come back. I don't think you could write a better song than that if that's what you're trying to say. There's one song on the album. I don't know how they managed to sneak this in, actually, under the circumstances that they were writing. They managed to get in a song which is actually kind of sardonic and funny, and it has an electric guitar solo. It's totally out of context with the seriousness of everything else. It's definitely not a religious song, but it's a little bit of fun in all of this, in the darkness that this album is. Sung by Linda, his Hard Luck Stories.
They say running into you is like running into trouble. Bend my ear and I see double. You're everybody's idea of a waste of time. You still come around cause I used to listen. I run a steamship but don't run a mission.
So we've been all over the map with this emotionally on this album, huh? Oh, yeah, one more track to go. And it's a twofer, actually. It's a song that was literally written by Richard as a Sufic tradition of divine love. That's its intention. But what I hear, personally, is a gorgeous, sadly beautiful love song. And it's tagged at the end by this contemplative solo guitar piece by Scott's composer, James Scott Skinner, called Dar Guy, to wrap up the album. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you really took this album in. It really means a lot to me. I hope that it meant something to you. And I hope you can join us again next week when we cover another album. See you then. Take care, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks again. See you next week. Bye-bye.